Drew Montree is the director of the Michigan Farmers Market Association. She's also co-owner of Bath, Michigan's 10 Hens Farm. As the mid-Michigan farmers market season shifts into high gear in the coming weeks, WKAR's Peter Wharf talks with Drew about market trends and realities.
So I think one of probably the biggest misconceptions is about farmers markets is that people will look at a farmers market and they'll be like, oh, it just pops up, operates for 4 hours, pops down. That's got to be a piece of cake. And the reality is that it's not. It actually takes a lot of energy behind getting that market to operate the way that it does. And so it takes a lot of planning and making sure, kind of organization, to make sure those markets function.
What types of farmers are attracted to developing new markets and which are not?
Well, you know, to sell at a farmer's market, you have to have the personality and kind of the attitude that you want to be interacting directly with people. And farmers markets can be a great fit for a lot of people, but you need to be a people person, because one of the great things about farmers markets is that you get to interact with your customers directly, and your customers get to interact with you. And those interactions really kind of drive your sales. And so while farmers markets are a great opportunity to, you know, take home a larger portion of the food dollar, you're kind of cutting out the middleman, and they're really an opportunity to try new business ideas because they're pretty low risk in terms of, you know, low capital to get into. You also have to have the right type of personality to be in a situation where you're interacting directly with your customers the entire time that you're at the farmer's market.
Your farm is called 10 Hens?
Yeah, we're 10 Hens Farm in Bath, Michigan.
Talk to me about your personal experience with 10 Hens and local farmers markets.
My background is in horticulture, and I grew up knowing that that's kind of the route I would go. I've always loved gardening and knew that I wanted to scale up that experience. And my husband and I met at Michigan State. We worked in kind of the local foods arena in Pennsylvania for a few years, traveled after that, and through a program called WOOF, Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms. And so we got to work on other farms in the southwest on the Pacific coast of the country, and we came back knowing we wanted to start our own farm. So I work for the Farmers Market Association. My husband works for MSU in the horticulture department, and we bought our farm in 2007. And we grow vegetables year round. But the first addition to our farm was that my husband traded a woman who was building a hoop house for her, and she traded us 10 hens.
Right.
And so the first start at our farm were 10 hens.
But one was a rooster.
Exactly. We've never had 10 hens, right. Come to find out. So we had a rooster, and now we're down to 2 hens during the winter, but we have 2 little girls, so we're starting our flock over again in the spring.
Is what you're describing kind of a typical sized farm for being involved with local farmers markets?
Well, I think, when you look at the research on farmers markets, there's a lot of small-scale farmers that are selling to farmers markets, and those are typically between, 2 and 10 acres. That being said, there are also a number of larger farms, especially in Michigan, that are selling at farmers markets as well, and they do so on a much larger scale, with farmers markets being one part of kind of their direct marketing strategy. So we also work with farmers that have hundreds of acres that are selling to 20 markets a week, on a much larger scale. So that's not uncommon either. But across the board, I would say farmers markets are a really good entry point into the marketplace for smaller scaled farms.
Are there any of these sort of medium to larger sized farms that you've just described that did not work at all with farmers markets and then made a switch over exclusively?
I would say the answer is yes, but probably not exclusively.
Yeah.
And so there are a number of large-scale farms that are now looking at farmers markets as kind of a new marketing opportunity.
Right.
And so they're interested in farmers markets, but probably not exclusively. And to be honest, a lot of farms really have a number of different marketing outlets. So they're selling to farmers markets. They're selling through maybe a CSA, which stands for Community Supported Agriculture. They're selling to restaurants or to their local co-op or to small grocery stores. And so a lot of farmers, sell through a number of different outlets, farmers markets being one of them.
So it's about being not in just one market, but diversifying.
Yeah, and I think it's important. I mean, we talk a lot about diversified farming operations so that farmers are kind of spreading out the risk and not investing it all in one crop. It's a different model than kind of a monoculture farm where they're focusing on one crop. And that's kind of the same thing that you're doing with your market. You're not putting all your eggs in one basket, so to speak.
Are there any trends that you think we'll see?
People might see markets opening a little bit earlier. They also, you know, are really focused on diversifying their products. So you see fresh fruits and vegetables, but also, you know, baked goods, meats, cheeses, cut flowers, a lot of kind of variety in terms of being able to, different products to buy, especially a new kind of interest in ready-to-eat foods. Mm-hmm. More people are looking to farmers markets to have, you know, a food court section of the farmers market where they can go and have breakfast, lunch, or dinner, depending on when the market operates. And also a lot of interest in kind of special programs at farmers markets, special events, kids activities, music, entertainment, adding kind of another element that would make the farmers market a community gathering place.
Drew Montry is the director of the Michigan Farmers Market Association. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.